But this morning, I want to speak to you on the subject laying on of hands. How God touches through his anointed. How God touches through his anointed. My hands are no ordinary hands because I am the Lord's anointed. When I touch you, is God extending his hand through me? When I touch you and I bless you, heaven listens. All the children I have dedicated in this house that I have touched have all become mighty upon the earth. All the men who have been with me for years that I have laid my hands on and have spoken into their lives, I have seen them emerge and grow into powerful men. Into powerful men. Because my hands are blessed. My hands are not ordinary hands. And I want to share with you how God touches through the hands of his anointed. Now, the mystery of the anointed man. The mystery of the anointed man. Lessons from Jehu's anointing. 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 1 to 3, and then we read verses 12 and 13 from the NIV. The prophet Elisha summoned a man from the company of the prophet and said to him, tuck your cloak into your belt and take these flasks of olive oil with you and go to Ramoth Gilead. When you get there, look for Jehu, son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi. Go to him, get him away from his companions, and take him into an inner room. Verse 3. Then take the flask and pour the oil on his head and declare, this is what the Lord says, I anoint you king over Israel. Then open the door and run. Don't delay. Some prophecies are dangerous. Before they beat you, run away. Now, verse 12. So when the prophet anointed Jehu, so Jehu was a military commander and was sitting down with other military commanders. And God had an assignment for him. His assignment was to deal with a very demonic woman called Jezebel. So he was anointed for that assignment. When he was anointed in the room and came out, his friends, his companions, whom he was sitting down with, asked him, what did the man of God do? What did he say? And this was his response. Jehu said, here is what he told me. This is what the Lord says. I anoint you king over Israel. Now look at their reaction. You were just sitting down with your companion, eating fufu together. You could call him Kwasia Abua. You know, people joke like that. Kwame dear, what Jimmy Powell? They were saying that to Jehu. Jehu dear, what Jimmy Powell? Jehu dear, utibom. And then suddenly, the man is anointed. And instantly, everything changes. Verse 13, they quickly took their cloaks and spread them under him on the bare steps. Then they blew the trumpet and shouted, Jehu is king. These were military men. They took, and every soldier, you know how important your clothes is, because it shows your dignity and honor, your position, your preeminence. Your prominence is defined by what you wear. They took it and laid it down for him to walk on it, because they understood that a man that is anointed is no ordinary man. He is a supernatural man. The worst thing that can ever happen to you is to know a man that is anointed after the flesh. I know pastors' wives who have never benefited from the anointing of their husbands because they know them after the flesh. Are you here? Now, I know congregation members who had friends who later became pastors in the same congregation that were never able to transition from friendship to friendship relationship to the anointed and the anointing seeker relationship. Jesus could not perform miracles in his own homeland because they could not transition from the competent son knowledge of him to the Messiah's revelation of him. Are you here? You need to understand that when a man is anointed by God, something supernatural takes place in that man's life. David was anointed, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power. His brothers did not recognize it. When he even went to the battlefront and was asking them questions about what would be done to the man who kills Goliath, their reaction was brutal. They despised him. They looked down upon him until they saw him kill Goliath. Listen, when you walk with the anointed by revelational knowledge, what God tells you about that person. Years ago, after every service, Pastor Obina here will come and hold my clothes. One day I asked him, why do you do that? I said, God says that after every service, I should come and hold your clothes. At that time, he was boogie. And when I say boogie, he means what boogie means. It's only Honorable Ita who can define what boogie means. He was boogie. He was nowhere near a calling. He would touch me and touch me and touch me. Today, he's one of the most reliable pastors around me. Oh my God. Are you here? You need to. There are some of you where your problem is how to transition from carnal knowledge to revelational knowledge of a man that God puts around you. How some of you even deal with the pastoral associates shows that you have no understanding of the anointed. Some of you, if I don't come and pray for you and I send some of these men to come and pray for you, you don't even feel that their prayer, God can hear their prayers. You can even decide that they should wait for you outside. You are coming. Oh, yes. You have no understanding. When we came and started this church, Pastor Titi Ofer was around 5 years or something. And some of you knew him when he was a boy going around. But even though he's my son, I gave birth to him. I respect and honor the anointing upon his life. When I'm talking to him, I say, son, you are anointed. You are very anointed. You have a dimension of anointing. I say, don't try to be like me. Flow in the dimension of the anointing. I said that your dimension of the anointing complements what I do. You see, it takes a person who has revelational knowledge to be able to recognize that a boy I raised whose bottles I used to clean is anointed, and I can respect that anointing. And honor that anointing. And value that anointing. The woman with the issue of blood got her healing because she had revelational knowledge. Throughout the scriptures, the people that related with Jesus, nobody ever thought that by touching the hem of the garment of Jesus, you could receive miracles. Nobody ever thought that way. Except the woman with the garment. There were women washing Jesus' clothes. They never experienced their miracles until the one who had the revelation that if I touch the hem of his garment, I will receive healing. Listen, never walk, no man of God after the flesh. You must be in this church based on a certain revelation. The Lord brought me here because of this and this and this and that reason. And all the time, most of the times, the reason why God will bring you around a man of God is not because of your need, but because of God's need. Are you here? Listen. It is only 1% of people that God does things in their life. 99% of the people that have testimonies, God does not do things in their lives. He does things with their lives. He does things with their lives. I want to quickly show you a few scriptures because I want to lay hands on everybody here before we leave the service today. I want to touch every head before we leave the service today. Are you here? My hands are blessed. I am the Lord's anointed. I believe that when I touch you, it's an extension of God's hands. I believe that God is touching you through me. Now, let me show you the mystery of the anointed. Look at the scripture. The mystery of the anointed. The dead bones of Elisha. Elisha was so anointed that in 2 Kings chapter 13, the man died and was buried, and his dry bones were so anointed that some people were going to bury their dead, and they saw armed robbers or raiders coming their way. Listen, families, is there anybody who loves you like that? Oh, they threw the dead man away and started running. And when they threw the dead man, he fell on the bones of Elisha. And power entered into that dead man, and he came back to life. The Lord's anointed is no ordinary man. The Lord's anointed is no ordinary man. You cannot do here who builds. For most people here, he built a crabbit. He builds all my buildings. Has never been to any school of architecture. Has not been to anywhere. One day, the Lord just told me, give him work to do. Pray for him. Just anoint him. I anointed him. I said, build this thing for me. And then he built it. Some of the pillars looked like this. Some looked like that. But he built it. After that, he's been building. I'm sure he's built over 30 to 50 houses and getting major projects. He hasn't been to school. But if Deacon Addo writes right now, if he's giving you estimates, he himself cannot read what he has written. But he's building all over. The Lord's anointed. The Lord's anointed. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? Now, look at Peter, Peter's shadow. This was a fisherman. In Acts chapter 5, a fisherman that Jesus called from Bukom. Jesus called just this guy from Bukom. Even when Jesus told him, Peter, follow me. But Peter had an encounter with Jesus and became the Lord's anointed. That his shadow, Peter's shadow, and Peter didn't tell people that my shadow could heal the sick. But people caught revelation and placed their sick people and dead people by the roadside so that when Peter is passing, if Peter happens to pass there, his shadow will bring healing. And it happened. Revelational knowledge. Now, do you know why the sons of Isaac, that was that they fought over the blessing? Esau, yeah. The sons of this thing, they understood the power of the anointed. Now, Isaac was a blessed man, but his children did not fight over his properties. They fought over his blessings. Some of you are in church like this. Your focus is on your pastor's wealth. No, I'm telling you. you, not on his anointing. I left the church because they didn't help me. You see, you don't have to become a candidate for help. You have to become a candidate for blessing. Are you here with me? Do you understand? Biological children of Isaac, who were qualified for his properties, did not fight over the properties of his father. They fought over the blessings of his father. Because when the Lord's anointed blesses you, you become a blessing. Do you understand? When I lay my hands upon you today, your life will not be the same. Your testimonies will come. I remember when we were in the other building, there were two ladies standing. I have closed church and I was going to my office and I saw two ladies standing there. I said, what are you doing? And then they said, oh, daddy, bless us. What do you want? They said, we want babies. And I put my hands on their tummy. I said, receive the babies. And I climbed up. All of them got pregnant the same month, gave birth the same month. One day after the other. You were there. You heard that testimony. One day after the other. Just one day after the other. I know people who walk to church empty-handed. They had no place to sleep. I just poured oil in my hands, touched their hands. I said, I transfer wealth to you. Today they have built buildings. They have built buildings. I know people who were drug addicts, okay, who by laying on of my hands went home, took cocaine, took weed, and flushed it, and didn't need to go to rehabilitation center. And stopped weed, stopped cocaine instantly. How the power of addiction broke, I cannot tell. But what I know is the Lord's anointed. Do you understand? Oh, my God. Look, Apostle Paul, Acts chapter 19, just his handkerchiefs could heal the sick. There is a mystery about people that God has anointed. And these things I'm telling you, if they happen right now, people will say we have gone to collect juju. People will say we have gone to collect juju. Hey, if I'm passing and my shadow raises the dead, even you sitting here, will say, no, this thing there, daddy, this thing there. Is the reason why this generation, God is depriving you of certain anointing. You have become too critical of pastors, too critical of the anointed, too suspicious of the anointed. Is the reason why God is depriving you of miracles. I was surprised. I was amazed. I was almost devastated during the COVID. How Christians themselves joined in the criticisms of government. The politicians who borrow in your name, who take your taxes, were asking the churches to take care of you during the COVID. And you let the politicians and start attacking your pastors. Where is the money? They must give us food. They must give us this. Whilst in other countries, governments were supporting the churches to take care of the citizens. I have pastor friends outside this country that government paid their salaries during COVID. This generation, until you start appreciating, start valuing, start respecting the oil on the man God has placed in your life, you will not experience the miracles that people experienced. One day, one of our sons was very, very ill. I think Nana was so ill. I saw mommy take him to the bathroom, go and sponge him. The boy was sick to the point of death. Instead of mommy getting angry and saying that your son is sick, you're not praying for him, and your son is sick, you should get up, let's take care of him. Mommy just took a check of $10,000, placed it at my feet, and said, man of God, my son is dying, pray for him. I just got up, laid my hands on him, and I said, for this seed that your mother has sown, may this sickness go. Instantly. The next day, the boy was playing football around. I said, it's by revelation. One day, I was doing a project that had come to a standstill. And a great man of God that had project was preaching in my conference. And the Lord said, oh, thou foolish son, this is an anointing standing before you. This man is carrying an oil you lack. Sow into him right now and trigger the oil and let your project start. I called Charles. I said, Charles, how much do I have in my dollar account? I've run out of cash. He says, $5,000. I said, go and write them, bring it. He said, do you know what he said? Because I was doing projects. Oh, my money has gotten finished. It was the only backbone we had. I said, shut up and go and bring it. He wrote it. While the man of God was preaching, I touched his feet first and kept the envelope. When he finished, I gave it to him. In less than 30 days, how money came, I did not understand. But the projects, all the projects restarted. All the projects restarted. All the projects restarted. Christianity is not a common sense religion. It's a religion of faith. We were not there when God created the heavens and the earth, but because it's in the Bible, we have to believe it. You have not seen heaven before, but the Bible said if you die, you go to heaven. Nobody has ever come from heaven to tell us that I died, went to heaven, stayed there. God has not sent an angel to come and tell us about heaven. But because it is written in the Bible, we believe it. Our whole Christian life is based on faith. You are not supposed to doubt anything that has evidence from the Bible. And that's how you relate with God's servants. Let me conclude with the mystery of the anointed person's hands. So I can pray for you that you can live here. The mystery of Moses' hands. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses laid his hands on him. It was the reason why this guy was the only man who could take the Israelites to the promised land. He was a young man, and Moses laid his hands on him. And the Bible says he was filled with the spirit of wisdom. I'm not sure he fell down. I'm not sure he started crying. I'm not sure that he was jumping over chairs. Now, when I walk by you and I touch you like this, I have deposited something. When I touch you, something has happened. Right now, the people have touched, something has happened. Right now, the people I'm touching, things are happening to them. They don't have to fall. If you fall, fine. Oh, no, I'm telling you. It's all right. No. I believe that the Holy Ghost can make you fall. But I'm saying that if the fact that you don't fall. Okay, so let me explain something to you. There are different levels of authorities in the kingdom. Almost all the higher level apostolic fathers I have met will never pray for you more than 30 seconds or even 1 minute. Papa, Archbishop, has never prayed for me more than 1 minute. He will just listen and say, Titi, pray that no evil will befall you. You are blessed. You are released to go. And I could feel it. I was talking to one honorable minister, one honorable member of parliament. he went to his archbishop. He was going to contest for a very serious election. And everything was pointing to the fact that he was going to lose. I had lunch with him and he was telling me. And then I went to my archbishop. And I asked him, Papa, I am in trouble. I can lose this election. And his pastor just said, raised his hand on him and said, go, you will win. He said when he left, he was disappointed. How can this man, this serious thing, how can he just put his hand on my head and say, go, you will win? See all these people I'm saying, go, you will win. It will happen to them. Okay? He said, go, you will win. Go, you will win. Go, you will win. And the man, you have having lunch with him, he said, I won that election. The election that every opinion puts I was going to lose. I won it with the biggest margin. One day I was preaching. I caught two of my sons, brought them together. And then I said to them, I'll use them for illustration. I said, assuming you, the two of you are fighting. So I used them for illustration. After the service, they came to see me. He said, Daddy, you use us for illustration that assuming we're fighting. We want you to reverse that illustration. I said, it was a joke. They said, hey, Daddy, even when you joke, things happen. He said, we know you. You are our father. There are things that you even say is laughing, and then we see it happening. So we don't even joke with your joke. Are you here with me? So far, have you understood the journey? Because I'm going to pray for you. But I need you to respond to this prayer by revelation. I'm going to lay my hands, touch everybody. One second. But it is enough to set something in motion. This is our prophetic hands of the hand, prophetic mount of the hands of God. And this week is the week of divine helpers. Oh, may the laying on of my hands trigger a testimony for you. I can tell you, Pastor Chinedu, Pastor Henry, Pastor Obina, let me use my Nigerian sons. None of them came to Ghana because they wanted to pastor. I just started laying hands on them. The time they realized they were all desiring God more and more and more and more. The time they realized they were desiring God more and more and more and more. They were just desiring God. Oh. Now look at that thing. Can I see the next slide? Go beyond the Moses one. Go to the next one. The mystery of Paul's hands. The mystery of Paul's hands. We'll come back to the Moses one, but the mystery of Paul's hands. 2 Timothy 1 says, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you, through the laying on of my hands. I was telling Timothy that some gifts are in you, and those gifts came because I laid my hands on you. Today, some gifts will come into you. You will receive the gift of wisdom. Do you know the gift of wisdom is the most important gift? Because the Bible says, by wisdom a house is built. The only way you can build a solid, functional life is by wisdom. You see, some of the most painful things you have gone through happened because you acted foolishly. Foolishness has a big price to pay. That's why wisdom is important. What is your name? Sammy, receive wisdom. Asafo, receive wisdom. Hey! Charlie, come, rise up. Receive wisdom. Wisdom is a very important thing. And Joshua, the son of Nun, had the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands upon. It was the reason why God could trust him, that you are the only one. Because entering the promised land was a very complex thing. He was supposed to take them there and go and distribute land for people that have just come out of slavery. These were street boys and girls. They were not raised in homes. They had not been educated. There were over 3 million uneducated people. Look at the problems they gave Moses. They saw the 10 plagues. They saw God dividing the Red Sea. They saw water coming from the rocks. But because they were uneducated, they still gave Moses trouble. God said, no. I need a man of wisdom to be able to manage this group of rascals, hooligans, drunks. Oh, Kabababa. Give me oil. Where is Pastor Ofe? Don't take my. I was just start the song and then nobody can sing some. I sang the song Jometal did. And my sister was sitting there looking at me and said, Daddy, is that the Jometal song or you are singing? I said, the Jometal song. He said, oh, Daddy, please don't do that. Oh, I feel the oil in my hands already. I feel my hands already. So I feel something in my hands. I feel that this hands is loaded with something. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So today is somebody's destiny changing day. Kabrakataya baba. Le madula baba.